This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Bit by bit, as news of Wednesday's election of Argentinian Pope Francis reached people around the world, little-known aspects of the former Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio's life and ministry have been emerging in the media. But how many people knew that the new pope takes the bus, cooks for the poor, loves to dance the tango, and is a fan of Buenos Aires' San Lorenzo de Almagro soccer team? He also believes in paying his bills on time and packing his bags himself. In fact, on day one of his pontificate, Francis went to the Rome guesthouse where he had been staying ahead of the conclave to pay his bill and pick up his luggage before moving into the papal apartments. He also made a point of beginning his day Thursday with a moment of prayer to Our Lady, as he had anticipated in his address to crowds in St. Peter's Square after his election. Pope Francis made a private but unexpected visit to the Rome Basilica of St. Mary Major to pray. Early Thursday, I sat down with two seminarians studying here in Rome, Argentinian Brother Ricardo Sáenz and Brother Carlos Padilla of Mexico, for some insight into just who is this new pope, beginning with his devotion to the Virgin Mary.
I was talking with the people last night, and they were so happy to have this new for the church.
And both of you were there in the piazza waiting for the smoke to come out?
Yes, for the smoke, but not for that pope. It was a surprise, absolute surprise.
How did people react there in the piazza when the news came out? I mean, did people know who this pope was?
Well, you saw the news. Well, you were there probably too, and the people probably saw it in the news. But the people was pretty much disoriented, like what happened with John Paul II, that they heard the name and they didn't know who he was. I was there also when Benedict was elected, and the people right away caught who he was. Mm-hmm. They said Joseph, and they all knew it was Joseph Ratzinger.
Right.
But this time I was there standing, I heard Giorgios, and I right away say, that's Bergoglio.
But other people would have said, Bergoglio, it's an Italian name. It sounds
absolutely Italian.
Yeah, he's from Piemonte, so his mom is Italian, so the last name is Italian, isn't it?
And well, I think it's also a beautiful sign. Of course, he's coming from Latin America, and all these days we'll be hearing a lot about this change in the church, going to the Americas, to getting a pope from Latin America. But also, in a sense, it's a kind of nice thing he did in choosing not only a Franciscan name, we'll say, but also a very Italian name. His family, of course, his dad actually is from Piemonte. He was born in Argentina, but his blood is Italian. He chooses a name, an Italian name. And then we heard several times last night in the few words he said, he repeated four times the diocese of Rome, the people of Rome, the city of Rome. So I think he's also a bridge. He's not standing like, now Latin America is getting the power. And absolutely not. He said, I'm a pastor of the diocese of Rome. And of course I come from South America, but I'm being a bridge.
And of course he's the Bishop of Rome. And what was his first thing that he did after that speech yesterday on the balcony? What did he do today?
That was, for me, was the most moving thing the whole night, that I saw in him a pope who made us pray. The first thing he does, he greeted us, but then he said, let's pray. And he did it three times. First of all, praying for Benedict. And then praying for him himself. You know, in Argentina, when I met him several times, and every time you would meet him, he would always repeat the same phrase. He would say, pray for me. In English, you don't have the different pronouns, but he would say it in a very colloquial way. Pray for me, and I will pray for you. And that's what he did last night.
And he also made a point several times in that discourse to say, let's pray to Our Lady, to the Virgin Mary. And what did he do today, his very first day as Pope? He goes to Santa Maria Maggiore, the Basilica of St. Mary Major here in Rome, and he stayed there for half an hour to pray at the altar of the Virgin Mary in private. And it was quite a surprise for the people there in the neighborhood. Residents were peering out the windows. Kids were surprised on their way to school. They saw all of these journalists hanging out in front of the basilica. So that was also really...
And the word for this pope, I think it's joy, and I think it's surprise. No? It's incredible thing that he's surprised. I mean, he takes the microphone and he says, hey, good night to all of you. I mean, outside of the protocol, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to take my leave of you now, yeah. So goodbye.
Yeah.
But what is the importance of the Virgin Mary for this pope? And getting back also to the idea of he's the Bishop of Rome, he goes to one of the basilicas of Rome, mm-hmm, to show his dedication, his devotion to the Virgin Mary.
The Argentinian people, we're very Marian, we'll say. Each year we have a pilgrimage, a walking pilgrimage, which he always precedes. It's the whole diocese of Buenos Aires walk until the sanctuary, the Argentina sanctuary, Our Lady of Luján, which is a 12 hours walking and is full of youth, young people, who walks all day, all night, and the rival, he always wants to celebrate that Mass. He always goes back to Luján, to the sanctuary. So again, I make many points of connection with John Paul II, and I think this is another thing. He's putting his pontificate under the protection of Mary, and that's clear. But it's interesting. He said several times, Rome, Diocese of Rome, Pastor of Rome, and he goes now to Salus Populi Romani, the Lady of the City of Rome. So again, he's not making the point of South America versus Europe. Absolutely. He now assumes his charge of Bishop of Rome.
Now, watching him on the balcony there of St. Peter's on Wednesday night, I got the real feeling that he is a humble man. He's very modest. But at the same time, he didn't seem daunted by this new job that he's faced with. What kind of man is he? What did you have a chance to meet him, obviously, in Argentina or here in Rome? He's obviously come many times over the years. What has been your impression of the man?
He's near to the people. I mean, he always takes the subway to go to this neighborhoods, these poor neighborhoods of Buenos Aires, and he changed all his scuttle of cardinal to be near to the people. So this is a man, humble man and a joyful man. But you're right, it is interior man, a man who prays a lot. He prayed 2 hours on the morning since he is cardinal, and I think it's a beautiful thing that we have to remember, all the Catholics. He makes pray 3 times last night, so...
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a word that we all have in our mouth since last night. And it's beautiful to see the continuity between Benedict. We all were astonished by the humility of Benedict. And now we just receive a new humble pastor. We all know many, many histories about his humility. I just read that last night, after all the events, he didn't go back to the Santa Marta residence on his new car, the Papa Mobile. But he took the bus again. Like he would
with the rest of the cardinals.
Actually, with the last bus. So he keeps his the thing he would do in Buenos Aires. He didn't have his own... He didn't take the cardinal of Buenos Aires apartment. He just kept the one he had before. He cooks by himself. There's another fact, an interesting fact is that the day he was departing from Buenos Aires for the conclave, a couple of friends brought him a pair of shoes. He's always very humble dressed as well, and the shoes he was wearing were not in a very good shape. So even at those little things, you see the humility, the austerity of this pastor.
Was he wearing them last night, these new shoes?
I imagine. I think he's not going to change those shoes.
But then he loves tango. He loves Matt.
Tango?
Yeah, and he loves mate.
How do you know that? Have you seen him dancing around?
Well, not yet.
He knows how to dance it, actually.
Yeah, and he loves soccer, and he loves football. And he's fan from San Lorenzo of Almagro in Buenos Aires, who is a team born in a neighborhood founded by a priest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they a pretty good team?
Not now. They are at the 10-point list, but they will be better now, I think.
They'll do a good job now. They've got a protector in up high.
One of the beautiful things of his humility is that pictures we've seen now today in the newspapers, he himself bowing before the square, asking for God's benediction, asking for the people to pray for him. That humble image we have, I think it will be one of his important points of his papacy.
Now, both of you have had the opportunity, I'm sure, to hear him in his sermons, in his homilies, during masses or at an important events. What sort of message is he bringing to the world, obviously to the Latin American church, but what is he saying to the rest of us?
Of course, he's a very rich personality. We get to many, many different things. One interesting thing, and it made me think many times last night, it was rereading Cardinal Sodano's homily last Tuesday. He was talking
at the mass before the conclave.
Before the conclave. Mm-hmm. Actually, he presented the new Pope in that homily, like it happened also with Benedict, but that time was for himself. But Sodano was talking about a humble man working for justice and peace. And
as the qualities of the new Pope.
Mm-hmm. As a program also of work, he said, we expect a pastor who works in the charity, in the unity, and those were the words we heard last night. We're beginning a way of fraternity, of trust, of confidence. And we know from Buenos Aires, he is very much devoted to the work on justice and peace. He founded in Buenos Aires a vicariate called Priest for the Favelas. And so in his archdiocese, he has a little structure of priests working just in the favela.
Which are, of course, for people who aren't aware of what they are, it's the slum area. It's the poorest of the poorest.
Yeah. He himself will go there. He will cook for them on Christmas Day.
But even as a cardinal?
Of course. Yeah, he will go several times a year to these places. He knows very well all his 300 priests in the diocese. But he will go there with one of the famous priests there, Father Pepe. And those were the places he loves to be.
And he has a quote, and I went to say it in Spanish because it's so beautiful, that it's, quiero estar con mi gente. I want to be with my people. And he always talks about justice, but also he talks about unity. So these are two concepts that Bergoglio has in his heart.
Actually, when he was back in Buenos Aires, he comes from the Company of Jesus, the Jesuits, but he fighted very much the theology of liberation. So he's a man who is very much interested in justice and peace, in social work, but not of division, like Father Carlos said, not dividing society.
But for people who are not familiar with it, what is liberation theology? And why would Pope Francis be against that sort of philosophy in the church?
Well, let's say that Benedict, as Cardinal Ratzinger, was the biggest, strider, the biggest enemy of theology of liberation. Theology of liberation basically is Marxism applied to theology. Who promote the division, to the fight against class, social classes. So that applied to the church is just so anti-evangelical, you know, division, fight against one against other, and that's why he stepped against that. So that's basically what theology of liberation is the Marxism, the communism applied to the church, to theology.
What does Pope Francis mean for people in Mexico, in Central America?
Okay, we are waiting for him. The first thing, and I don't know. We have to say that we are so happy to have an American Pope, the first one of all history, and we are living an historical moment. We are in mission now, and we, like Latin Americans, we have now a mission for Europe, for Asia, for Africa, and the lights of the world are in us now. So we have a responsibility in the church and with the Pope. It was beautiful, the phrase of Pope Francis last night, that il vescovo e il popolo, I mean the bishop and the people of God, between, near, together. So we have to be near to our Pope, because our Pope have to be near of for us.
It's interesting that the name we just mentioned before probably mainly refers to Francis of Assisi, especially the fact that we were talking about his humility, his calling to fraternity, but as well, he's a Jesuit, so we can't forget that Francis the Savior, he is the great missionary, and we are in this big calling to new evangelization, and he himself being a Jesuit, a congregation called to the mission. I don't think we can just limit it to Francis of Assisi, the referring of his name. We have to also consider Francis the Savior and a big calling of the Americas to the new evangelization.
And another thing is not Francis the First. It's not like a
you
king.
Mean we can't call him Francis the First.
It's just Francis. I mean, like, it's not a king, it's not a chief, it's a pastor. No, and that's beautiful.
Now, you guys are pretty young.
Yeah.
I can imagine that you must have been on Twitter or Facebook last night going crazy with all your family and your friends.
Without battery.
No battery left.
Exactly,
how are people at home reacting in Argentina and in Mexico?
Well, it's interesting that the square was full of people, but you were receiving these WhatsApp messages, SMS, of course, Facebook things, and just we just saw you on the TV, we just saw you on these news, we just tell us something about what's going on there. Of course, you're calling. They think actually that you're inside of the conclave. They were asking, so how many votes? Who is winning? People think you're inside, but the main thing is that you have them participate in this historical event. Send us these pictures or videos through WhatsApp. The people will answer, say, thank you, because you are making us live all these events as we were there.
Yeah, we were reporters last night. And it was incredible. Remember that, I think it's the first time that in an election said, to the social networks, do you remember last
mm-hmm.
night they mentioned the social networks?
Oh,
and
right.
he's a modern thing in the church, you know?
Right,
and
because he wanted to give his blessing to the city and
also,
to the world,
yeah.
And also this plenary indulgence.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, Cardinal Turan said that the Pope wants this to extend to everybody mm-hmm. who's here in the piazza, but also everyone who's following us on the radio, television, and in the new media.
I mean, his Pope is near to the people, but also it's virtual.
I heard last night a pretty good tweeter talking about this Pope as a tweeter as well, said, did you see how fast he interacted? He's a social network expert. He said, before giving my blessing, please pray for me that God will bless me. And that's interaction, that's social network interaction. It was kind of funny, but interesting.
Do you think this Pope is going to continue tweeting?
Well, he was very much interested in the media back in Buenos Aires. He just opened a channel, a TV channel.
With the Bishop's Conference or a local?
For Archdiocese. Well, he had the radio.
For the Archdiocese.
For the Archdiocese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He made that a point of also of conversation, of dialogue with another religions. So I think he will continue with the Twitter or whatever other social networking or internet use.
We were saying that he has worked in justice and peace. What other interests would you say that he has that are especially dear to him?
The pastoral. I think the pastoral, he's a missionary cardinal, so I think it's the evangelization, no? Not, Benedict was a teacher for us, was a theology, but now we have a missionary.
Of course, Benedict, of course, he gave us this new evangelization call, but of course the mission is one thing that he will bring out after Aparecida. He was very much a strong participant in Aparecida. The Synod of the Bishop in Aparecida in Brazil 5 years ago, it's a call to a mission. But then we also have the interest of ecumenism, inter-religious dialogue. We just mentioned communication and dialogue. I don't know, we'll be surprised in these few days. We just got surprised yesterday, today. We're open to surprises.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. And good luck for your ordination coming up not so far away.
Yeah, yeah. Pray for us, like Pope says.
Okay, thanks so much for coming in.